Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Ian. And we just welcome John to come and give our talk this morning. Lord, we just pray that the words that you've laid on John's heart will resonate deep in our hearts tonight, and we will feed on it for your sake. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. It was a dark and frosty night, and the stars shone out like jewels. And the shepherd boy said to the shepherd, "Master, tell us a story." And the story went like this. It was a dark and frosty night, and the stars shone out like jewels. And the shepherd boy said to the master, "What on earth was that?" And the whole earth was changed. The thin film between heaven and earth just went away, and the glory of heaven shone through into earth. And the shepherds were terrified. Wouldn't you be? And an angel of the Lord spoke to the shepherds and said what the angel always says, "Do not be afraid. For today, in the city of David, a Saviour is born to you, who is Christ the Lord." Every word meant something important. Every word was in code for them to understand. There'd be good Jewish shepherds. Correction, there were Jewish shepherds. Shepherds weren't good in those days. Do you know how bad shepherds were? They weren't even allowed to give evidence in court. That's how unreliable shepherds were in those days. But God chose shepherds, the lowest of the low, to bring that coded message. And the message was, this was a message from the Lord. It was clearly from the Lord. So who's the Lord? When you see the word Lord in the Bible, in the New Testament and certainly in the Old, L-O-R-D, it tells you that it's the name that Moses was told is the name of God, which in Hebrew is Yahweh. which means I am what I always was and what I always will be, the Eternal One, the Great One, the Lord. And this is a messenger of the Lord who is giving them the message. And they realize that. So it's the Lord, God Almighty, who has broken through from heaven to earth in glorious light with all his angels. And the shepherds hear the message of the Lord. And what does he say? To you this day in the city of David. Ah, right. The Messiah is to come to the city of David because he's from the line of David, isn't he? And the city of David is Bethlehem, which is just down the hill from where they are, these shepherds, is born the Saviour. In other words, the Messiah. The one you've been waiting for through generation and generations. It's him, it's now, and it's worthy of that massive declaration from heaven itself. It must be the Messiah, the one the whole world's been waiting for centuries, and is here in Bethlehem as promised now. And he is Christ, the Messiah, the Lord. He is Christ, the Lord. So, God is in heaven, in all his power and glory. And with his messenger, he bursts through to earth in power and glory. And yet, they're told that he's lying there as a baby in power and glory, the Lord. How can that be? Shall I just turn this down a bit? How can that be? Well, it can be like this. Do you remember David himself? Psalm 110, verse 1. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. That was David with the revelation that God would be in heaven and God would be on earth. And Jesus used those words when he was talking to the Pharisees in Matthew 22, I think it is. God himself was coming to earth. So this wouldn't be just any old baby who was bringing a message of salvation. This would be the Almighty God who was and is to come, who would be on earth. And all of those coded messages would come through to the shepherds, into their Jewish brains, and they would say to themselves, that hangs true. This is the truth. Apart from the fact of the obvious, that this is obviously a message in all great lights coming to us. But you know what I find remarkable about this passage of Scripture? What does God's messenger tell the shepherds to do? Answer, he doesn't. Not a word of instruction is given. They just proclaim the message. But what do the shepherds do? They talk to each other and say, let us go to Bethlehem and see that this thing the Lord has told us about. Again, the message from the Lord. They recognize it's the Lord, and they're going to see the Lord in the manger. And it says that they hurry to the manger. Find that amazing, don't you? That they are strongly convinced. And not only do they go, they hurry. Can you imagine what a shepherd looks like? Go on, just imagine. On a hillside, all wizened through being out in the summer and out in the winter. Can you imagine them hurrying anywhere? But they do, because of how important this is. And they go. And when they get there, do we have any sort of reported script of what he said? Like they say to Mary, who's this then? Oh, that's Jesus. Oh, yes, he's worth worshipping. Let's bow down and worshipping. Did it take you long to get here? None of that. You don't hear anything about that. Just all you get is, and when they had seen him, they told everyone what they'd seen and heard. Now, that's everyone. Does that mean everyone around the cow byre where they were, or everyone in the district? I think everyone in the inn and everyone that was sitting there as well, like Mary and Joseph and presumably several others as well. They told them. And Mary, who heard it, stored everything up in her heart. That's a very important phrase to remember. I'm sure that there are things you store up in your heart, aren't you? Aren't there? not only just at Christmas time, but everything in your life. Store it up. Your photographic memory deep in your heart about your life and what's gone on and why and how. And then it says that they returned joyously, praising God for all that they'd seen and heard. So that's what they did, unbidden by the angel. It was just in them to do that. I'm going to stop now. What normally happens at this point in the sermon is, I tell you what you should do, so get on and do it, okay? But I don't. Why? Because if God, in all his power, gave the message that I've just given and didn't give any instruction, then neither do I. What's going on in your heart is for your heart to respond to. Does that sound right to you just now? It does to me. But I do pray that this Christmas will be one where there are more and more wonderful things about the Lord, the little one lying in the manger and the big one in all the power and glory and great light, which is fresh to you this Christmas. And I'm just going to finish with just four lines from a carol we all know. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. Amen.